You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Revolution Rock. I'm your host, Trevor Goodwin. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm not sure if I'm getting lazy or not, but I only have five songs today. They're all pretty long. Might just because it's getting towards the end of the semester. Just picking long songs so I don't have to put as much effort into it. So I was going to start off with a song from Rush, who I don't really play a lot of, but I'm a big fan. It was actually my second concert ever, was to see Rush on their Clockwork Angels tour back in 2012, maybe? I think it was like 8th grade. I forget, it's been a while. But yeah, this will be from their album, A Farewell to Kings, and it is going to be Xanadu. After that, just a few more songs, and I was going to play a longer Kanye song, kind of in preparation for his two albums coming up in first week of June, I believe. But yeah, I'll start off just with this song by Rush. It's a good one, 11 minutes long, so buckle in, I guess, called Xanadu. Thank you.
sacred river out, to walk the caves of light, to break my fast on honeydew and drink the milk of paradise. I am out the whisper tales of immortality, the deepest mystery. From an ancient book I took a clue. Thank you.
All right, that was just Xanadu by Rush. Actually, 11 minutes went by pretty fast, I thought. If I had the show a few years ago, I'd probably be playing Rush. Like every other song, went through a pretty big prog rock phase in high school. So I kind of grew out of it, but still a fan of a lot of it. But yeah, a lot of Rush and Yes. Back, you know, junior, senior year of high school. But, you know, since having this show, I think my tastes have developed into a lot of other areas, which I guess will kind of be shown today, even though it's a short show. That being said, I am going to play another prog rock song by EOO. This is going to be off of their first album, No Answer, I believe, came out in 1971. EOO, I'm not like particularly well versed in their songs. I mean, obviously, everyone knows their at least like their big hits, you know, at least "Evil Woman," "Do Ya," and that sort of thing. But I was kind of just going through some of their other catalog recently and decided I want to play this song. This will be not incredibly long, just a little over 5 minutes. But this is, the name of the song is 10538 Overture off of EOO's first album. All right, that was just 10:538 Overture by ELO. I think I mentioned that there for the, this being their first album, that it was called No Answer. And after copious amounts of research, looking at the first paragraph on Wikipedia, it's actually an interesting story. Apparently, the name No Answer came through an error when they the record producers asked the band what they wished to call it. Apparently they didn't receive a reply and they got no answer. It was transmitted as No Answer. And whoever was at the studio, I guess, executive misunderstood and thought that they meant to name it No Answer. So I guess technically it's called The Electric Light Orchestra, but ended up going by No Answer, at least at the first printing. Yes, that's interesting. And, oh yeah, and then the Rush song before that, being based off of a Samuel Taylor Coleridge poem. I forgot to mention that. So, anyway, I'm going to play another long song here. Pretty extreme departure away from prog rock into hip-hop. It's going to be a Kanye song off of Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, which is, I actually think I probably like Graduation more, but this is, if not his best album, I think, at least his top three for sure, and probably my second favorite, but, so I think, what was it, last week, Kanye announced on Twitter that he would be releasing two albums in June, first one on June 6th, I believe, and then another one on June 8th, I think, that second one being a collaboration with Kid Cudi. So that was some pretty big news, and Kanye's Twitter has been causing a lot of other controversy recently as well, which has been interesting to watch. This is, I think, one of the better songs off of this album. It's another long one. It's quite rambling, but I like it nonetheless. It's gonna be Runaway, featuring Pusha T off of My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Find something wrong. You You've been putting up with my shit just way too long. I'm so gifted at finding what I don't like the most. So I think it's time for us to have a toast. Let's have a toast for the douchebags. Let's have a toast for the assholes. Let's have a toast for the scumbags. Every one of them that I know. Let's have a toast for the jerkos that'll never take work off. Baby, I got a plan. Run away fast as you can.
Run away from the baby. Run away. Run away from the baby. Run away. Let them get crazy. Run away. Did the long plan. Run away as fast as you can. From me, baby. Run away. None of them get crazy. Why can't she just run away? Baby, I got a plan. Run away as fast as you can.
24/7, 365. Pussy stays on my mind. I did it. Alright, alright, I admit it. Now pick your next move. You can leave or live with it. It could buy a train with that motherfucking top off. Split and go where? Back to wearing knockoffs. High, knock it off. Neiman's, shop it off. Let's talk over my ties. Waitress, top it off. Hoes like vultures wanna fly in your Freddy loafers. You can't blame them, they ain't never seen Versace sofas. Every bag, every blouse, every bracelet comes with a price tag, baby, face it. You should leave if you can't accept the basics. Plenty hoes in a baller nigga matrix. Invisibly set, the Rolex is faceless. I'm just young, rich, and tasteless.
Never was much of a romantic. I could never take the intimacy. And I know I did damage. Cause the look in your eyes is killing me. I guess you knew an advantage. Cause you could blame me for everything. And I don't know how I'ma manage if one day you just up and leave.
And I always find, yeah, I always find something wrong. You've been putting up with my shit just way too long. I'm so gifted at finding what I don't like the most. So I think it's time for us to have a toast. Let's have a toast for the douchebags. Let's have a toast for the assholes. Let's have a toast for the scumbags. Every one of them that I know. Let's have a toast for the jerkos. Gotta never take work off. Baby, I got a plan. Run away fast as you can.
Thank you.
All right, that was just Runaway by Kanye West. Originally, I was going to play a Johnny Cash song from Live at Folsom Prison, but just got some news that apparently the founder or the creator of Schoolhouse Rock, whose name was Bob Dougherty, just passed at 94. Yeah, so that just brought back elementary school pretty hard for me, remembering all the Schoolhouse Rock songs. And I thought, I just saw it literally like 30 seconds ago. So, I'm going to pull up, I think the first one that came to mind, which was, I'm Just a Bill on Capitol Hill. So this will be a bit of a departure, from Kanye, or anything that I normally play, but I think it's a fitting tribute to someone that I think I'm pretty sure everyone knows at least this song, and if not many more of Schoolhouse Rock back when they were growing up. Unfortunately, it's just the radio, so you won't be able to see the cartoon. But this is I'm Just a Bill. So it's sad to see that he just passed. But and then after this, I'm going to have Whip and Post by Allman Brothers.
Wow, you sure got to climb a lot of steps to get to this Capitol building here in Washington. Hey, who's that sad little scrap of paper?
You really want to know?
I'm just a bill, yes, I'm only a bill, and I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill.
Hold on, that's not the original version. Let me find. I'll play the YouTube video for you.
Woo, you sure gotta climb a lot of steps to get to this Capitol building here in Washington. Well, I wonder who that sad little scrap of paper is.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Well, it's a long, long journey to the Capitol City. It's a long, long wait while I'm sitting in committee. But I know I'll be a law someday. At least I hope and pray that I will. But today I am still just a bill.
Gee, Bill, you certainly have a lot of patience and courage.
Well, I got this far. When I started, I wasn't even a bill. I was just an idea. Some folks back home decided they wanted a law passed, so they called their local congressman, and he said, "You're right, there ought to be a law." Then he sat down and wrote me out and introduced me to Congress, and I became a bill. And I'll remain a bill until they decide to make me a law. I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I got as far as Capitol Hill. Well, now I'm stuck in committee, and I'll sit here and wait while a few key congressmen discuss and debate whether they should let me be a law. I hope and pray that they will, but today I am still just a bill.
Listen to those congressmen arguing. Is all that discussion and debate about you?
Yeah, I'm one of the lucky ones. Most bills never even get this far. I hope they decide to report on me favorably, otherwise I may die.
Die?
Yeah, die in committee. Oh, but it looks like I'm going to live. Now I go to the House of Representatives and they vote on me.
If they vote yes, what happens?
Then I go to the Senate and the whole thing starts all over again.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And if they vote for me on Capitol Hill, well, then I'm off to the White House where I'll wait in a line with a lot of other bills for the president to sign. And if he signs me, then I'll be a law. I hope and pray that he will. But today I am still just a bill.
You mean even if the whole Congress says you should be a law, the president can still say no?
Yes, that's called a veto. If the president vetoes me, I have to go back to Congress and they vote on me again, and by that time you're so
old. By that time, it's very unlikely that you become a law. It's not easy to become a law, is it?
No.
But how I hope and pray that I will. But today I am still just a bill.
He signed your bill. Now you're a law.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, not sure how good the audio quality on that was, but I'm glad to have played that. Yeah, I think that's probably my favorite one. I think I remember 3 is a magic number. That was a good one, too. So many good Schoolhouse Rock songs, actually. Yeah, so what I planned on doing next was just playing a real long song for you. So I guess I should probably start soon if I want to get through it. It's going to be, it's 23 minutes long, a live jam from the Allman Brothers album Live at the Fillmore East back in 1971. I think this is probably their most famous live song. Whippin' Post tends to be the one that they just go a little crazy on. Again, I'm not sure if I'm playing this just because I'm lazy and want to fill up more time by playing fewer songs. Even if I am, it's still a good song worth playing that you really wouldn't get the chance to hear on radio normally. So here it is, Whippin' Post, Live at the Fillmore East. Thanks for listening, and I'll play next week, and then the week after that will be finals week. All my finals are pretty late, so I think I'll be able to squeeze in another show depending on how busy I am, but definitely at least one more show for the year. And but until then, here's Whippin' Post. Thanks for listening.
We got a little number from our first album we're gonna do for you. Barry starts her up.
Yeah. such a fool. And I just stand by and take it, baby. What you've done, but nothing seemed to change. The bad times stay the same. We'll be right back.
Sometimes I'll